Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by estate agent extraordinaire, Ellie Rees, who runs her own estate agency in London called Brickworks. Ellie, you said that most estate agents employ people like mini-me's. What do you mean by that? Talk to me.
Well, you asked me why there aren't more women in senior positions in a state agency, or in, you know, actually most of the women in the state agency, or a lot of them are in supporting roles or lettings or in administrative roles. Not that they're not important, but they're at that level, not this level. And if you look at the boards of directors, which we have, and the people who are in charge and the decision makers, the mini-me syndrome is discussed by Jill Whitty Collins in her book, Why Men Win at Work. And it's basically, we are most comfortable hiring and recruiting and working alongside and mentoring people who are like us. It's that familiarity thing. It's the people like us thing. And to knock ourselves out of that, we all do it. I mean, women do it too. Everybody does it. It's just that because the dominant, predominant...
I mean, let's be honest. You know, you've got your estate agency, Brickworks, and apart from your husband, it's all women, isn't it?
It is at the moment. It's not all white women, though.
All right, fair goes then.
And we've just recruited a chap.
All right, good stuff.
And that wasn't by design. But I think that we talk about... a level playing field, and we talk about a meritocracy, and the problem is we don't live in a meritocracy. The playing field isn't level. We're not all starting at the same point. So the kind of route of no resistance, if you are one of these guys running an estate agency, is to just pick somebody who's exactly like you, rather than really challenging yourself and your own potential unconscious bias and your own potential preconceptions, and saying, okay, I'm going to potentially give this person an opportunity or this person an opportunity. So that's about recruitment, and that's about hiring people and not doing it in the model of yourself, but consciously saying, I'm going to make an effort to really interrogate this problem. And you can do it in lots of ways. So you can say to recruitment agents, I want gender neutral CVs, so you don't have names on CVs, for example. You can say to recruiters, I want you to put forward an equal number of candidates who are people of colour. I want an equal number of candidates who are women and an equal number of candidates who are men, for example. So you can set the parameters and you can set the conditions for a fairer result, if you like.
And recruiters will do that, where they basically remove the names.
The good ones will, yeah. And so that's the other thing is, you know, there's an old boys club of recruiters. I mean, lots of people think that recruitment is worse than a state agency for these issues. So you've got to go to the pioneering ones like Nicola Bruman, and who is a, you know, mother of three who runs her own agency. You've got to go to places like the Daisy Chain, which was set up by Louise Devereaux Smith, which was about getting women in particular, but parents back into work after they'd taken leave, because that can be really hard and that can be a huge barrier. So mini-me syndrome has to be kind of like really investigated and put under the microscope, I think, because I think it's one of the main reasons that we just have a workforce, like you say, it's homogenised. I mean, it's monocultural, right?
White, male.
Often in suits.
Yeah, we've got to look smart, haven't we? I look good in a suit. Look slimming.
Look, I've got jeans and trainers.
Good for you. That's what you feel comfortable in. I feel comfortable in a suit and
jeans and
joggers.
Which is also fine.
I don't think if I turned up in joggers and a t-shirt, that would look particularly good or respectful to my personal interview.
I genuinely wouldn't even occur to me.
Okay.
Except you'd look really different from all your other videos.
Trust me. And it's the blue thing. What would your message be to women watching this on how to ensure that they can, you know, there has to be some responsibility for them as well?
Talk about it. Don't be frightened to talk about it. Talk
with
about
who?
Everything.
With who?
With your colleagues and your peers and your male bosses and your female bosses too, of course. But just talk to people inside work and talk to people outside work.
And you have a Facebook group as well. I know it's not yours, but there's a Facebook group just for women in the state agency?
Yeah, it has been set up that way. And I think that that's really important, because I think that there needs to be a safe space for women to tell their stories, because a lot of them are very personal. Okay. But we also need to get men to join in the conversation too, 100%.
Well, I mean, what I'd say to you there is if you are talking to any women in that Facebook group or anyone watching this and they've got an interesting story to tell, I'd love to have them sat there because I'd like to do my bit to help. Because I know it's a cliche line and I know you're going to roll your eyes at this one, Ellie, but if I'm telling you here and now, in my humble opinion, women make better estate agents because they have higher EQ skills, and my best bosses have always been women in estate agency.
But it also doesn't need to be about superiority. It's like, why can't we just be
the same? Superiority, just best. I can, you know, it's, I know it is, it's, it is, you know, there's a difference between objective and subjective, but it is, the simple fact is this, it is my humble opinion that in my 25 years in this industry, my best bosses have been
then more
women.
Of them need to be recruited and more of them need to be visible, because they're not visible, it's invisible, those
okay.
women.
But at the same time, they have a responsibility to push themselves and push through the barriers as well.
Do they?
Yes, as much as it is the responsibility of bosses to be aware of their subconscious bias.
I think you have...
It has to be joint responsibility.
Yeah, but this is a huge topic, because we're talking about a huge wider societal issue in terms of...
But we can only make our own difference in our own little worlds. And again, it can't
but
be just...
But these aren't little worlds. You're talking about...
Well, there's lots of interconnected
business.
Worlds. The fundamental thing is, surely it has to be everyone's responsibility.
It's everyone's responsibility. And, of course, you have to be responsible for yourself and what you want and look at your goals and try to achieve them. And if one of them is to be visible with an agency and to kind of rise through the ranks. But we also know that there are just so many obstacles in the way that actually sometimes the barriers put up become so obstructive that it doesn't matter how hard you work or how many hours you do or how much responsibility you take for yourself, you actually just can't push through. And that's something that is just bigger than you are. It's just something that is greater than you are.
Well, it's interesting. In the previous video, we talked about that potentially the self-employed model could actually be a route out to being happier estate agents, whether you're male or female.
And more diversity and more equality, potentially.
Thank you for your time today.
Pleasure.